With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
And welcome to With Heart and Voice. I'm Peter Dubois. Thanks for joining me for the next hour of sacred choral and organ music. November, with its transition toward the end of both the lunar year and the liturgical year, includes times to remember those who have passed away and those who have bravely served our country. Having recently observed All Saints and All Souls Day, we now turn to the twin observances of Veterans Day and Remembrance Day in the United States and United Kingdom, respectively. On today's program, we'll listen to sacred choral and organ music to mark these solemn occasions with pieces by John Ireland, Herbert Sumption, Ralph Vaughan Williams, and others. We'll begin with music for organ and orchestra. Marcel Dupré composed Cortège and Litany for organ in 1921 and was encouraged by his impresario to prepare a version for organ and orchestra. This version was premiered with the Philadelphia Orchestra, directed by Leopold Stokowski, with a composer playing the gigantic instrument at the Wanamaker Department Store in Philadelphia. We'll hear organist Franz Hauck with the Ingolstadt Philharmonic, led by Alfredo Ibarra.
Thank you.
Cortege and Litany by Marcel Dupré in a version for organ and orchestra. Alfred Ibarra led the Ingolstadt Philharmonic with organist Franz Hauck. The hymn tune Thaxted by Gustav Holst is paired with words by Sir Cecil Spring Rice in the hymn I Vow to Thee My Country, which acknowledges national allegiance, but more importantly moves to an allegiance beyond the earthly realm. Malcolm Archer leads the choir of Wells Cathedral. Malcolm Archer led the choir of Wells Cathedral in the hymn I Vow to Thee My Country. Rupert Goff played the organ. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Words of 17th century writer Henry Vaughan provide the text for Sir Hubert Parry's piece My Soul, There Is a Country, taken from his Songs of Farewell. The Huddersfield Choral Society performs under the direction of Aidan Oliver. Oh, How Amiable Are Thy Dwellings by Ralph Vaughan Williams, incorporating the Isaac Watts hymn, O God, Our Help in Ages Past. Earlier, we heard My Soul, There Is a Country by Sir C. Hubert H. Parry. Both pieces were performed by the Huddersfield Choral Society, directed by Aidan Oliver. Thomas Trotter played the organ. Music for Remembrance Day is coming up as we hear a hymn traditionally sung on that day in the UK and the British Commonwealth. The words to O Valiant Hearts come from a collection, The Supreme Sacrifice and Other Poems in Time of War, written by Sir John Stanhope Arkwright. It was set to music by Reverend Charles Harris, and we'll hear it sung by the chapel choir of the Royal Hospital Chelsea. Ian Kerr directs, with Jeremy Filsell at the organ. O Valiant Hearts was sung by the Chapel Choir of the Royal Hospital Chelsea, led by Ian Kerr. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. An anthem for Remembrance Day is next, as we hear the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral sing For the Fallen by Mark Blatchley. It sets a touching text by Lawrence Binion and was composed in 1980 while Mr. Blatchley was an undergraduate at Christ Church, Oxford. John Scott leads the choir, with Hugh Williams accompanying.
We've crossed our sea, we've come to the shore.
choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, sang For the Fallen by Mark Blatchley, led by John Scott. The concept of selflessness in the service of a greater good is epitomized in the anthem Greater Love Hath No Man, one of a very few sacred pieces by John Ireland, a student of Charles Villiers Stanford. In their notes to the recording we'll hear, by the Choir of All Saints Beverly Hills, Dale Ottoman and Craig Phillips note that its masterful combination of four biblical texts juxtaposes Christ's offering of himself on the cross with the very personal sacrifices that ordinary men and women make of themselves, whether for the well-being of one another or in offering their lives to God. Dale Ottoman leads the Choir of All Saints Beverly Hills. Craig Phillips accompanies. Greater Love Hath No Man by John Ireland was sung by the choir of All Saints Church, Beverly Hills. Dale Ottoman conducted. The hymn, Thy Hand, O God, Has Guided, was written at the close of the 19th century in a time of great religious and social turmoil as an anthem of assurance of God's guiding hand in times of adversity and change. A message as timely today as then. The text by Edward Plumptree, who also wrote The Church's One Foundation, is paired with a strong tune, Thornbury, by Basil Harwood. We'll hear the choir of Wells Cathedral, led by Malcolm Archer. Choir of Wells Cathedral sang the hymn, Thy Hand, O God, Has Guided, led by Malcolm Archer and accompanied by Rupert Goff. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. A selection of verses from Psalm 107 provides the text for an evocative anthem by Herbert Sumption, They That Go Down to the Sea in Ships. It was composed in 1979 for the choir of Repton Preparatory School and reflects his influences of Elgar, Vaughan Williams, Finzi, and Howells, while still maintaining a distinctive voice. We'll hear the girls and men of the choir of Rochester Cathedral sing, led by Scott Farrell. The choir of Rochester Cathedral sang They That Go Down to the Sea in Ships by Herbert Sumption. Scott Farrell directed. The works of American composer Gary Davison are featured on a recording by the Wells Cathedral Choir, the seed of which was planted on a sabbatical trip he took there in 2006. His works are steeped in the Anglican tradition, as you will undoubtedly hear in our next selection, a setting of the lovely prayer of Cardinal John Henry Newman, O Lord, support us. The men of the choir of Wells Cathedral sing under the direction of Matthew Owens. Jonathan Vaughn accompanies. O Lord, Support Us by Gary Davison was sung by the men of the choir of Wells Cathedral, directed by Matthew Owens. We continue with music for organ and orchestra written in 1940 in the midst of World War II by Belgian composer Joseph Jongen. Jongen was a traditionalist and didn't follow the trends of many of his contemporaries. His works were published widely, though toward the end of his life he felt out of step and destroyed nearly half of his compositional output. Thankfully, many pieces did survive, including the sweeping Alleluia for organ and orchestra. We'll hear organist Franz Hauck, joined by the Ingolstadt Philharmonic. Alfredo Ibarra conducts.
Thank you.
Alleluia for organ and orchestra by Joseph Jungen. Alfredo Ribara led the Ingolstadt Philharmonic as they were joined by organist Franz Hauck. Thank you for joining me for today's program as we've listened to music appropriate for Veterans Day and Remembrance Day. I hope you enjoyed the selections I've chosen and found them to be meaningful and uplifting. Some of the recordings have come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. This program is available for on-demand listening on the web at withheartandvoice.org. We also hope you'll like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You can also send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.